From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrah Hutkins. The Miami-Dade County Commission voted last month to approve the construction of American Dream Miami, a massive mall and entertainment complex in the northwest corner of the county. But that doesn't mean it's going to break ground anytime soon. The developer wants to build on sensitive wetland areas, which requires dozens of permits. Jessica Weiss traveled to the proposed site of the mall and reports there's still a long way to go before they can break ground.
And here's some cypress trees. That was a great white heron that just flew off over there. Here's cypress trees growing in this wetland on this side.
Matthew Schwartz is the director of the South Florida Wildlands Association. He's standing on lands that developers want to make into the largest mall in North America. It will have a 16-story indoor ski slope, a giant water park, an indoor lake with submarines, and a beach. All on this marshy field on the way to the Everglades.
Okay, so here we are in the middle of a wetland on the property. We're in about 6 inches of water. Our feet are soaking wet. This is our drinking water we're standing in right now.
Environmentalists like him say that the mall project will strain the fragile South Florida environment. It will pave over wetlands the size of 150 football fields. Wetlands are shallow marsh waters. They help replenish the aquifer that supplies Southern Florida's drinking water. And they're home to many unique plants and animals, including endangered ones, like the bonneted bat and the wood stork. Schwartz says as rising sea levels threaten Florida's drinking water, wetlands are a way to protect it.
I mean, building a mall in the middle of a wetland, a mall of this size, is a kind of climate change denial.
100 years ago, this was the Everglades. When developers began to dredge the land in the 20s, the Graham family turned it into a dairy farm. The politically active Grahams would go on to develop the town of Miami Lakes. Since their dairy shut down in the 50s, the land has stood undeveloped. It was finally sold in 2015. The buyer was a Canadian mega mall developer called Triple Five. They're the ones behind the current largest mall in the country, the Mall of America in Minnesota. The land in Northwest Dade is one of the last big holdouts of natural green space inside the county's urban development boundary, or UDB. That's the line separating housing and shopping centers from the Everglades.
It's really a bit of an absurd situation, in my opinion, to place that kind of heavy development with environmental risks and impacts right on the edge of our most fragile ecosystem.
That's Miami-Dade Commissioner Daniela Levine-Cava. She cast the only vote against the $4 billion project in May. Other commissioners applauded its economic value and the jobs it will create. At a 9-hour hearing about the project, the developer, Triple Five, said that American Dream will cause less environmental damage than an industrial or office project. They promised to comply with the county's environmental rules. Here's the project's attorney, Miguel Diaz de la Portilla, speaking before the commission.
We don't shy away from environmental mitigation because it's required by law, number one, but we are good stewards of the environment.
Triple Five still needs about 36 permits before construction can begin. Lisa Spadafina is with the county's Department of Regulatory and Economic Resources. That's the agency that provides permits for construction on wetlands like this one.
They are areas that we've already sort of designated for development, so it's difficult to ask somebody not to develop those areas because we in fact want to keep people inside the UDB and not develop outside.
In order to get the permits, the developer will have to commit to creating or restoring a wetland somewhere else nearby, and getting those permits could take years. That buys environmentalists like Schwartz time to try to save the wetlands.
Obviously, it's not over until it's over.
I'm Jessica Weiss in Miami.